Mr. Baker?
Okay, first one is BB Medical Foundation fundraiser that they're holding. The request is for $1,500, the Thanksgiving Ball fundraiser.
Mr. Rogers? No, you?
Which one?
First one?
Yes, yes. That'll come out of mine. What's it gonna come out of?
Councilmatic or community improvement.
$1,500?
Yeah, you gotta get in this too, you wanna go. Alright,
I'll make a motion that we.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to take $1,500 out of Rogers Community Reinvestment. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
The next is for Rehoboth Beach Historical Society, capital campaign to renovate and convert the old ice house to the Rehoboth Beach Museum. Last year, $5,000 was granted from Mr. Cole's community improvement account.
So this is also the
Community reinvestment?
Yeah, so I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones.
Yes.
To approve $5,000 for Rehoboth Beach Historical Society Museum project out of Mr. Cole's Community Reinvestment Funds FY207. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
The next is capital campaign for the new Milford Boys and Girls Club facility, which is in its final phase, and last year, $2,500 was granted from Mr. Jones and $2,500 from Mr. Rogers, community improvement.
Mr. Rogers, you want to split that again this year?
You've already pledged it, I got a choice.
Huh?
You've already pledged it, go ahead.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give Greater Milford Boys and Girls Clubs a dollar, $5,000 for the new facility project for the completion. $2,500 from Mr. Jones, $2,500 from Rogers Community Reinvestment Funding. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next is from Western Sussex Boys and Girls Club, and it's addressed to Mr. Phillips. Last year, we granted money from Mr. Dukes' accounts to the Laurel Boys and Girls Club and to the Seaford Boys and Girls Club.
Does the letter reference which Boys and Girls Club this money is going to be going to?
It mentions Laurel Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, I pick up.
How much did I give Laurel last year, Mr. Baker?
Laurel last year, $5,000.
Yeah, I pick up a portion of Laurel.
You don't have much this year now?
I don't know. I'd like to see him get $5,000. I don't know if Mr. Dukes wants.
Yeah, I'm going to get a request from Seaford, that's why I was wondering. They contacted me a few days ago, and they're in process of getting me a letter, so.
With respect to Laurel's request of $5,000 tonight, I mean, I could do three if you're interested in doing two.
That's fine, two's fine.
Okay, from the community investment account. So that'd be a total of $5,000.
Okay, so we're, you jumped in for what, 50?
Two.
Two. Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, to fund Boys and Girls Clubs of Western Sussex for $5,000. And it'd be $2,000 for Mr. Dukes and $3,000 for Mr. Phillips, community reinvestment funding. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay, the next is from Friends of the Lewis Canal Front Park. They're requesting funding to help build paths, sidewalks, and entrance area to rest stations. We haven't given to this before.
Right, and I talked to Susan about this, and she was supposed to give me what my balance was of '06 for it, so.
You want to table?
I'll table that on the next week, but I don't know what the amount was what I had left. So we'll put that on for next week, though.
The next is from Partners, a joint project of H.O. Brittingham Elementary School, PTO, and the business community. They are asking for a contribution of $200 for a classroom, and Mr. Rogers in July of '04 gave $200.
Okay, I'll do it again. That's a.
How many classes they got?
Councilman, $200.
How many classes do they have in the middle?
Only 10, one at a time.
I did 10, one, no, okay. I just wanted to know.
The motion, gentlemen, help out here. I can't make a motion.
So moved, Mr. President.
Mr. Jones made the motion.
Second.
Duke seconded to give $200 to the H.F. Reading Elementary School PTO Partnership Project. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next one is the Zwanendale Women's Club requesting assistance for educational funding. Last grant we could find was 1996, Mr. Benson, $500.
Now, I gave them money last year, 'cause I got in my community reinvestment money.
Yeah, got it right. Probably didn't give it away yet.
Hold a minute. I had I have approved, here, see, $1,500 for the Zwanendale Club in Lewis. That's an FY206.
Sorry, we didn't get a letter from them. Do you wanna use that for this, or then?
That's what that's for.
That's what that's for, so you don't need.
I really don't need to have a motion. I mean, it's done.
Right, okay.
You voted on it last year.
Right.
Good record keeping there.
We give them.
No, I don't need a motion. I have FY06.
That's out of last year's money then.
Oh, okay.
You just brought the year behind. Try and get interest off.
I bought my heater last year. Okay, that's already funded.
Don't give them the interest off that money.
Susie already did. I've seen that.
Okay, the next is Delaware Diamonds 14 and under fast pitch softball team. They're requesting contributions for the team. They've played in tournaments, and the girls come from all over the county to play on their team.
$100 each?
Second.
That could, yeah, youth activity.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to give $100 each from youth activity for the Delaware Diamond softball team countywide event. Questions, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Introduction to proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
We have three. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office park, medical, professional, and retail buildings to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lewis Rehoboth 100, containing 25.38 acres. This is filed by Andrew Lubin. It will be CU-1716. Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a state health care facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 701.59 acres. This is the conditional use 1717 filed on behalf of the State of Delaware Facilities Management Division. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional sewer treatment facility to be located in a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.9 acres by Artesian Water Company, CU-1718. It's all the new ordinances.
Okay. Next, we move on to any additional business brought before council. Public, additional business brought before council. Last time.
I do.
Last and final call.
Can I mention one thing?
Good.
Yes, sir.
We have a, just a notice that the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities will meet on Monday, September 18th at 10 o'clock in the West Complex. It is a public meeting, and we have copies of the agenda here.
Mr. Jones will be there. They won't let me go. They asked me to leave every time I go, so I'm too young. Mr. Jones and Mr. Dukes will attend.
That might be your people.
Any further business brought before council? Last talk.
Yeah, Mr. President, on the signs, on the illegal signs, are we doing anything? Where are we on this?
Mr. Lang is gathering information. Aren't you, Mr. Lang?
Sir.
And how long is this gathering gonna take?
November 2nd.
We have to sit down.
We have to proceed with review of all our text on signs, plus review of some information we received relating to the
electronic
scrolling, flashing, moving electronic sign.
Part of the problem I see for the council here is we've got this policy somewhere. I don't know where it's written, but about we are complaint driven, you know, enforcement on everything, it seems. So it's very difficult to, you know, have everything in this county be complaint driven. When it comes to signs, nobody knows whether signs are legal or illegal because it's, you know, they're driving by them, different things. And people who see illegal signs then go up and erect another one illegally because they think it is permitted. So it's starting to concern me that we need to say that there's some areas of this county that complaint-driven enforcement works, and there's some areas that we shouldn't tolerate it because it's getting the number of illegal signs are getting so large, there's no way we'll ever catch up and really do anything with it. And then the constables have a very difficult time when they do their job, you know, making anybody come into compliance. And just the other day I heard about a sign that had been up and they'd been violated and they just letting it sit there. But because they needed a CO, I think somebody in the planning and zoning office said maybe possibly that, you know, until you get that zoning violation corrected, we're not going to do anything with your CO. So all of a sudden, maybe they start focusing on it. But we can't, I don't think, gentlemen, have our enforcement people ignore illegal signs. We have to address it. It's like this illegal immigration problem. You got somebody coming in, what are we going to do, just make everything legal? And it's just, I don't think people want that in this county. Cause
I think what we're trying to do here, George, is when we're going to rewrite everything,
the
we're
entire
going to try
ordinance.
To go through and make one sweep and not.
That's fine, but the enforcement issue, for years, this council has taken, the majority of this council has supported complaint-driven enforcement.
Right.
And I don't know if that works in all areas of this county. And I just think that, I know maybe some zoning violations or setback violations or something like that, maybe. It makes sense, but when it comes to billboards and signs and all this other stuff, and we're just, I'm just getting sick of seeing all these little postcard type signs, hundreds of them in every intersection. I have a truck, pickup trucks come by me, full of them.
Pick them up.
No, we ought to do something about it.
Well, we just got to get a truck and pick them up.
No, we ought to be fining them. We're not doing a thing about it.
That Delta's responsibility.
No,
they're on the right of way.
Delta only picks them up.
They're our violation, Dale.
Okay.
All these developers are coming in here getting everything from you guys. Now, what we ought to do is say, hey, guys, how about cleaning up the county, get rid of all these little postage signs? They know nothing's going to happen to them. And the public is, I mean, a lot of people just complain about it.
My staff would be glad to pick them up.
Beg your pardon?
Legal counsel will tell us that we have the right to pick them up.
We do.
Who's going to be subsidizing? They'll just put more out. So we ought to be.
The biggest problem they have is you see all the signs, with three or four names on the same sign.
Yeah.
There's 10 or 20 in a row, and they're pointing to the next development project down the road.
Right.
They come in on Friday night, and they might pick them up on Sunday.
They never pick them up.
I know, and the state picks them up and hauls them off, and they've got a fine process. And
$25.
You can pay $15 more to get your sign back, I think it is.
State's not picking them up.
State right away.
Right. Yeah. These are all beyond now. They've moved them out of state right away.
We'll address that.
All I need for my staff is clarification that we can pick them up, because it doesn't really state that in the ordinance. The only reference to us being able to remove is a sign that's in disrepair.
Right.
We can remove it at the expense of the owner.
Can you own private property and get them though?
It would take legal action to probably do that anyway. We just couldn't go in and do it.
You just couldn't run up and down the road.
But most of these signs you see, I don't imagine they even have approval from the owners.
They just stick them up.
So it's getting out of hand.
If you really want to get a handle on that, the best thing to do probably is consider an amendment to the sign ordinance to address those
type signs.
He's gonna
transient signs.
There's a mess of issues we have to address.
That's fine,
all
but still it comes
to
enforcement, Jim. Nobody's enforcing anything unless it's complaint driven.
We don't have the legal right to do it. He just says we can't pick.
No.
I need to.
You can.
You're talking about the little poster.
You can violate these signs.
He's violated the signs.
You're talking about the
flashing, can we violate
moving
the poster
signs.
He's talking about the banner signs.
And a notice to the owners.
Yes, you can notify the property owners. the thing I'm trying to do, I'd like to see is go to after the name on the sign. They're the ones putting them up.
For the state.
And get to those people.
Huh? There's no name. Just other than the advertiser. It's the advertiser. Somebody else puts them up.
Well, it's the development. They're pointing to a development.
Yeah, we can do that.
You can easily find out who does it. Kid yourself. But nothing's being done, and it's just getting worse and worse all the time.
The biggest thing we've dealt with recently has been the electronic signs. They've all been cited with violations.
And they've none of them stopped.
And some of them have corrected their times a little bit, the way it scrolls and that type of thing. But we still have a couple of them that are really flashers. I mean, they bright lights and hope you don't have an accident.
Okay, we've heard his comments. We're going to move on to the next one. Anybody else in the public have anything else they want to say? Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Nothing happens.
Just want to thank you on behalf of what's on Hand Creek.
Come up on the microphone, please.
Sure.
State your name, address, and what you'd like to say.
What's on Herring Creek would like to thank you for approving the petitions for our sewer, for the Angola Sewer District, and to thank Mr. Stickles, who gives us more credit than we deserve because he's done a great deal on our behalf, and we are going to miss him very much.
Okay, what was your name for the record, just your name?
Phyllis Kane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank all you ladies for taking the time out of your day to come up and see us. Anyone else in the public like to address the county council? Last call, we're gonna move on. No one else? Okay. That includes the Kramer report?
Yeah.
That includes your report?
I've never heard it back here.
Oh, okay. They want to talk, they can come up. Okay, with that then, next item would have been executive session if needed. I don't think we need one, right?
Oh, Kramer didn't come up.
Okay. Public hearings.